Some in Baltimore hope the federal investigation will be a step toward improving relations with officers. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong was in West Baltimore this week and talked with people about how they think policing should change.
Just a few blocks away from the center of Baltimore's unrest last week, three long tables of donations wait outside Ames Memorial United Methodist Church. Pastor Rodney Hudson is greeting neighbors passing by. He says police can learn a thing or two from the way he does his job.
How you doing, brother?
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, we're putting out some clothes. You got some food on the inside. If you need some personal hygiene pieces, they're in the inside.
Hudson's chatting with William Scipio. Born in Baltimore, he's 49 and says his good opinion of the police has changed over the years.
During school time, we used to have an officer friendly. He used to come to our classroom and talk to us. You know, so as I started growing up, I see a police ride down the street. And I speak to him, wave to him, and he look at me like I'm crazy or I didn't exist. You know, so I'm like, wow, where's officer friendly at?
Still, Scipio says he respects the police and how stressful their job can be.
Not all police officers are bad. You know, but the ones that I done seen that patrol the streets here in Baltimore and West Baltimore, and at that, is not good.
That strained relationship between police and community, Pastor Hudson says, has driven many here to seek help from faith leaders instead.
Do you really want to know where the true community police officers are? You're looking at them. Because who do they come to in the moments of crisis? Reverend, I'm hungry. Reverend, my boyfriend just beat me up. What I'm going to do.
The Baltimore police are aware this is happening. They even enlisted Hudson and other ministers to help calm tensions on the streets after Freddie Gray's death. In fact, the police department called the ministers instrumental. It's a role that Hudson sees as a natural part of his duties as a minister.
Community policing is the officer on the beat joined together with the pastor on the corner.
Baltimore's police department does list a number of community outreach programs on its website, but it didn't respond to multiple requests for an interview. Many residents point to one such program called PAL Centers, run by the Police Athletic League, as something they liked.
A lot of times the kids ate at the PAL Center. We helped them with their homework. The father figure that many of them were missing, we gave them that.
Eric Page was assigned to work at some of the almost 30 PAL Centers once spread across Baltimore. He retired from the Baltimore Police in 2006. While some people felt the program wasn't the best use of police resources in a crime-ridden city, he thought the program was effective.
It is social work, but what's the goal? The goal is to deter crime. The goal is to make a better and healthier Baltimore. That's the goal.
Page says that when officers aren't connected with the community, it becomes us against them, a tension that can be avoided.
You're going to have some people that are going to be cold-hard criminals. You're going to have times where officers are going to have to shoot people. But that does not mean that you can't have a relationship with people in the communities because of that.
For 20-year-old Linwood Davis, his friendly relationship with the police first took root at a PAL center in West Baltimore. He's standing outside a recreational center that used to house the program.
A lot of memories here. It's the only place you can come to have fun around here.
But those memories have been tainted, Davis says, after seeing police use excessive force in his neighborhood. After the Freddie Gray case, he stopped short of saying there's no hope at all of rebuilding that trust, but he's not optimistic.
I just don't see it happening again, at all. Anytime you got gangs coming together to fight the police, I just don't see it happening ever again.
Rebuilding that trust?
Never. Never.
A dirt bike speeds past Davis outside the rec center, where minutes before a helicopter hovered overhead. On its side, you could see bold white letters spelling out police. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, Baltimore.